SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio mula sa Pilipinas, si Elizabeth Hermosura ng Disrupt IT at nagbabalik sa ikalawang pagkakataon. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw!
Salamat sa panahon mo. Recently, nung dumating ang delegasyon when the people from the Philippines came for the ASEAN, you're one of the people, the business people who came from the Philippines to sign MOUs and LOIs about partnerships with the Philippine government.
Yes, it was an honor and a privilege to have been part of the business delegation for the ASEAN Summit. It was really a good opportunity, and I was in awe of everyone that was around me for the last couple of days, everyone trying to do good for the world, right? So it was, everyone had their own niche, they had their own expertise, their own technology, but the basis of it was having a better future for everybody. So it was really amazing to be in that company.
So Undisrupt is an Australian company, but you decided to relocate to the Philippines dahil nung COVID, correct?
So Disrupt IT is an Australian company, and our engineers are all in the Philippines. So I am born in the Philippines, and I moved to Australia when I was 5 years old. So raised here, and I didn't go back to the Philippines until I was 22 years of age. After my corporate life in cybersecurity, so I've been in cybersecurity since I was 19 years old.
Wow.
Back then, it was only viruses that needed to be disinfected of computers.
Norton.
And then, yeah, exactly, right. It was McAfee, Symantec, and Sophos were the main three players in that field. And then it just evolved, right? It became firewall security, network security, email security, then came identity theft. And fast forward to today, we're looking at identity fraud, ransomware, and more sinister things like, you know, child pornography, AI being used for those kind of things. So it's something that I am passionate about, protecting the community, especially the children. It's, it hasn't just been a buzzword for me. It's something that I've been in since I was in my late teens. And it's something that I've been very passionate about, you know, protecting children. And I've always been an advocate for children. So
cybersecurity, dun sa mga pagtitipon nung nakaraang linggo, ang isa sa mga salita na naitangi o nag-pop out sa akin is cyber resilience. Mm-hmm. Usually, we talk about cyber security, but it's the first time I've ever heard of cyber resilience. What does that mean?
To me, resilience means having the people and the tools and the capabilities to be able to protect everyone from the emerging threats. Like I said, you know, back 2 decades ago, it was antivirus, and now we're looking at ransomware and, you know, on a global scale, it's all about their cyber warfare, right? We've seen the movies of, you know, cyber attacks on stock exchanges, mm-hmm, or the power grids and all that kind of stuff. And it's not far from reality, right? So those are the kind of things. So being resilient to those attacks is about protecting the infrastructure, the applications and all that kind of stuff. But you also need the people behind it. It's good enough to have the technology, but if you don't have the right people with the right capabilities and the skill set to be able to handle those things, or to be able to have the knowledge or the foresight to go, hey, we should probably think about X, Y, and Z, then one, you can't have one without the other. And that's having a holistic approach, and that's being resilient to these kind of things.
And mga Pinoy sila.
Yes. So I invest a lot in the Philippines. Like you mentioned before, I moved to the Philippines from Australia almost 2.5 years ago. visiting the Philippines is a wonderful experience. Living in the Philippines has its challenges, and it's been great for me to see those challenges because I've been able to implement things in my business to be able to overcome those challenges for the people that work for me. And for that, I am grateful because, you know, for people in Australia, you've got superannuation, which is mandatory, right? The government provides it. Your company that you work for has to pay for it. There's no such thing in the Philippines. So, you know, this is the thing that I talk about with cybersecurity as well. Having the frameworks that we have in Australia and then implementing it in the Philippines is something that I've seen. And it's something that I want to work towards, right? So the same thing with cybersecurity. Australia has this robust framework, right? There's mandatory requirements for reporting when you've been breached or when there's consumer information that's been made public and all these kind of things. And that's not it's not prevalent in the Philippines, right? So there's been a few cyber attacks in some government agencies, and there's no real frameworks around that. And that's what I hope to bring to the Philippines. So,
and yun yung susunod na hakbang mo with the Philippine government.
Yeah, so with Anton, who's the undersecretary and the GM for National Development Company, we kind of spoke about it. So I invited him to our cybersecurity dinner with some of the CISOs from the conglomerates in the Philippines. We had a dinner in December, and we're just talking about, you know, what is the future of cybersecurity in the Philippines? You know, we've got AI now, we've got machine learning. What can we do collectively? You know, there's people from power, there's people from real estate, there's people from finance, there's services. Like, what can we do, including the government? Like, we've got all these intelligent people in all these different sectors. What is that we can do collectively to help the people of the Philippines? It doesn't matter what company we work for or what industry we're in. It's all about protecting the people and the country. So Anton and I got talking and said, hey, there's obviously this missing piece that we could probably fill, and we can work with the other companies and private sector, government sector, to kind of bring some frameworks together and do some upskilling. You know, you and I probably won't be here in 20 years. We'll probably be retired. So who's going to take over us? So, you know, making sure that the future generation has the right tools and the skills, education. This part of our plan is to...
You're sending people here
yes,
to train.
Yes, correct. And we've also signed a MOU with De La Salle University in the Philippines. And there's going to be an exchange program between James Cook University in Townsville as well as De La Salle University.
So they will, students.
The students and the faculty members.
Oh.
So again, like, you know, it's bridging the gap that exists in the Philippines and also for the Australians to kind of learn about... There's not many opportunities where you get to work for internationals, right? So even in Australia, as modern as it is... You know, you work for an Australian company. There's very limited opportunities for a regional county to be able to work for an international company.
Plus, a lot of people who service Australians are from the Philippines.
Yes.
So, mahalaga yung, sabi mo nga, pag-bridge nung gap na yun. From my understanding, they get trained how to speak the Australian way so that Australians can understand them. But living here,
yeah,
experiencing Australia yes. is totally different.
Exactly.
And it's a totally different experience, which... To my understanding, would give you a deeper understanding and meaning to what you're really
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, you get exposed to the culture. You're immersed in it. You live and breathe it. It's very different from just being taught what to say and how to say it, or giving, you know, you've seen in the movies where they've got the big call centers and they've got a script on Australia. There's yeah. kangaroos, there's koalas, there's this or that. But, you know, coming to the country and giving that opportunity. Some of my team, like, it was very eye-opening when I took my team to Boracay for our company conference. And I didn't even bat an eyelid, right? Because I'm a world, I've been traveling since I was 18. So mm-hmm. it was just second nature to me. And some of them hadn't even been on a plane before. Some of them didn't have a passport. They haven't left their province. They had never been to Makati CBD. So it was really just a real good learning opportunity for me, going, oh, okay, like, I need to dumb down a lot of things that I'm so used to because they're not exposed to that. So giving that opportunity to anyone that works in our organization is going to be, I think it's going to be really cool, right? So they get to come to Australia, live here for like 3 to 6 months, learn the Australian ways, be immersed in a university campus environment too, working alongside an Australian, you know, being exposed to our laws, our governance, our compliance, and all
and
that kind
I
of
think
stuff.
when you said being exposed to our laws, I think that is also important because through that experience, malalaman natin na there's so much that we have to do in protecting when it comes to legal terms, legal aspects of cybersecurity as well.
Exactly. So like I said, like there's a really good framework here that we can implement in the Philippines. And I'm hoping that through all these programs that we're doing through education, upskilling, and, you know, bringing all that experience back to the Philippines, it is something that we can build on.
And the thing that strikes me the most is that we all have the knowledge, right? Mm. And because when people say cybersecurity, high tech, ang iisipin nila, oh, mga Australians yung gumagawa niyan or mga Americans, you know. When you say Filipinos, like, really? Yeah, diba?
Yeah.
And we all have that knowledge. Mm. We all have that capability as Filipinos, which is...
You know, one of the advantages in the Philippines and, like, you know, a lot of people are not wise to it is to work at McDonald's in the Philippines, you have to have a university degree, right? Where in Australia, you could be 14 years old, 9 months, whatever the legal age is now.
That is still the same, yeah.
And work in Australia, and work in a McDonald's or a KFC or whatever, right? You don't need a university degree for that. But the standards of education to get a job in the Philippines is extremely high, right? So you've got that instilled in the Filipinos. They're hard workers, they are high achievers, and, you know, all they need is that opportunity. And the people that we've hired have been with us since the beginning. And they're loyal, they, you know, they've got the capabilities. And that is the reason why we chose the Philippines. Like when Andrew and I looked into it first, we could have gone to Vietnam, we could have gone to South America, we could have gone to the usual India. Our heart and our soul is the Philippines. English, the technical capabilities, the appetite for knowledge, the appetite to make more of themselves and do good is absolutely there. And because our culture is about family, right? Our companies are family. They all look after each other. And that is something that is so amazing in the Philippines.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.